Fresh news, smart talk, all day. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Food in front of me. I got issues, they come with me. Need stamina to run with me. I got Kimla, make sure they fundamentals covered. My brother's still young, but teaching both to respect our mother. Tell my sisters, keep it modest. Don't get society smothered. Cause trends, they come and go. And keep your expectations low. Cause everybody claim they know, but everybody cannot go. I try to tell my mama, but she only want the word. So I'ma write these checks and let the money do the work. Cause I know it's hard when you ain't got no proof. Only God alone is up to, so she's sticking by your roof. And I can't judge, I just gotta do this on my own. Every day walk miles to work from home. 5 a.m. I'm gone and they see.
Good yawning this morning. Don't mind me, I got a little tamarind in my throat. It is Thursday, 31st of March, 2022, and you're back on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. And this is a Culture Thursday on the clock with Erin Green. That song we opened the show with is called Harder Than by Positive Energy featuring Young Roey. For this Culture Thursday to close out the month of March, which is recognized commonly around the world as International Women's Month, I am featuring all Bahamian female artists, singers in particular, on today's show. And I have joining me today Miss Patrice Morel, Bahamian singer extraordinaire and author of a very, very popular song, Seize the World, which we're going to play today. I just love it. Good morning, Patrice. How are you?
Good morning, Erin. I'm wonderful. How are you?
I am good, good. Thank you. So I invited Patrice to join me today because I said, what's the sense in celebrating Bahamian women, female singers, without having one on the show? You know, so
That's right.
It was really short notice, but I'd like to thank you for joining me this morning.
Thank you for having me, Erin. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. What I've done is I've created a playlist of songs. It's a two-page playlist. I know we can't get through all the songs, but I've invited Patrice to also pick her songs off the playlist that she likes, or, you know, tell us and let the producer know something that she thinks that all of the Bahamas should hear, you know, a woman artist, a song by a Bahamian woman that you think all of us should hear. But before we get into that, I want to say good morning to Fidelity. I got a little bit of housekeeping, Patrice. I was going to send out a notice. The two men were missing in a boat since Sunday, but I'd like to say that those two men have been found. Andrew Roll, Konkole Konkola, a local environmental activist and advocate, and Mr. Penniman have been sighted. And a message this morning said that they were found, and if they haven't been rescued yet, help is on the way. I just want to say we are so thankful. We are so thankful that these two gentlemen were found. Let's be thankful when everyone, right? It's not just these two gentlemen. But this guy, Mr. Konkole Konkola, you know, is a pillar in Bahamian society. He is an advocate extraordinaire. And we're just happy that he's safe. Mr. Penniman is safe. And thank you to all of those that aided in the search. Also, another housekeeping note. Did you know that the Bahamas' first conch shell choir has been organized? The note that I read on Facebook says that the first rehearsal was a success, but you still have a chance to participate. Basic music background and a good ear are all you need. Rehearsals are Saturdays from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. at UB, and performances are anticipated for early May. You can message or WhatsApp the organizing group at 1-242-806-2224. That's 1-242-806-2224. Also, another note, I'm hoping that Lady E, Erica Simonet, will be available to join us briefly during the show. There's an announcement that she wants to make, but I'm going to make it right now. I'm going to, sort of step in. A group of local artists are offering free performances for local schools for National Pride Day. A group of local artists, Lady E, Erica Simonet, is a contact point, are organizing and offering free performances for local schools for our National Pride Day. The performances would be free, and the only thing required from the school is a working sound system. I'm hoping Lady E will join us to share more about this wonderful, wonderful initiative. What a time. Also, the National Arts and Culture Commission invites all Bahamian entertainers to a meeting on Thursday, the 31st of March, that's today, at 3:30 p.m. at the Ministry of Youth, Sports, and Culture Youth Conference Room. There's all Zoom link is also available. ID number A4274690398. I think the password is ENTERTAIN. All capital letters. But please call the Ministry of Youth, Sports, and Culture to confirm Zoom link details. Now, Patrice, it's just one more issue I have to touch on before we get into the music segment of the show. And I'm going to read, it's all in the news. We've been talking about it all day, all morning and yesterday evening. And I'm going to read the excerpt that I grabbed from the media yesterday. In reference to the case where a 40-year-old man impregnated a 14-year-old girl, Acting Director of Public Prosecutions Franklin Williams says the 4-year plea deal was agreed because we have a generation of highly sexualized young people, whether through media or association, and who, because of parental inattention, lack of parental oversight, and in some cases, tacit encouragement and acquiescence, engage in risky behaviors. The facts of this case dictated the course taken. Close quotes. I really expect Mr. Williams to reconsider whether he wants to work in the law. The crime is called statutory rape. It's statutory. The victim is legally unable to give consent. There is no circumstance under which the child could give consent. See, the only circumstance is if the parents give consent for the child to be married to the man. Right? Get it? If the parents at 14 can give consent for the child to be married to the man, at which point you all say she still don't have the right to consent, right? Because she married to him and he could have it whenever he wants. So, but back to the original point. The statutory nature of the crime, right? We call it statutory rape, for there's nothing that she can do to make her consent real. And it doesn't matter how sexually charged or experienced a minor is, they're just unable to give consent. See, we acknowledge that young people are sexual beings. It is their biology, chemistry. There's nothing that they could do about it. They're still unable to give consent. Now, you see, a lot of people are saying, but she's a sexual child, you know? She's already doing this. If she were already doing it with a 14-year-old, see, if she were doing it with a 13-year-old or someone younger than her, we would question whether she were the predator. You see, if she were doing it with a 16-year-old, the matter would be treated differently. It would be determined whether the two young people require counseling and supervision. Even if it were an 18-year-old. But for people to suggest that a 14-year-old and a 40-year-old are experiencing the same degree of sexual awareness is why we say this place is inundated with rape culture. We are some rapey people. Now, a lot of you are going to think this is a big leap, but I've been making this leap for a minute now. I'm going to repeat this to you. People who don't stop at stop signs don't respect the word stop. And it's not just when they're behind the wheel of their car that they don't respect the word stop. People who don't stop at red lights, they don't respect the systems created to protect the public. See the correlation? Like, see how these two situations are similar? See the leap that I'm making? We know that we are a rapey people because many aspects of our individual and collective lives, we display and flaunt our disregard for the rules and systems that were created to protect not just the general public, but particularly the most vulnerable among us. All the people who turn right on red at Mackie and Shirley Street, you are complicit. You also engage in this type of behavior. You do not respect right of way and consent. And let me tell you what right of way means in this instance. What right of way means is that that young girl at 14, she is a human that is going through a process of development. She is developing into a sexual being. She have the right to do that. She have the right of way to move through the world. Even if she fast, fresh, flighty, she could do that. She has a right of way. We have an obligation to respect that she is a minor. And that space is for her to experience and not for big, crusty adults to be pushing up on children, men and women, men and women. I know some of y'all say, what about the women, Aaron? Men and women. It's not that we don't understand consent. We understand it. We disregard it. In fact, we feel like the same way we solve problems with money in our ordinary lives, we could do the same sort of thing here. Not beholden to any rules. Anyway, Mr. Franklin Williams, even in your capacity as acting director of public prosecutions, we demand an apology. Your opinion is your opinion. I certainly don't think this was the place for you to express your opinion. I think this is certainly not the appropriate place, or it's an unfortunate place to manifest your lack of understanding of the law. The law was created because we know that young people are sexual beings. And we know that they are likely to engage in this behavior. We created the law for this exact purpose. That's what the law is for. And so, we expect action. Now, mind you, I ain't nobody, you know. I ain't nobody. I'm just a woman who has experienced rape in this country and has a platform to demand on behalf of the other women and men and children and vulnerable people that have experienced the same thing, that the people who have a legal, ethical, and moral duty to act do so. We're not asking, we're demanding it. Please, do your job and keep your personal or your collective social opinions out of it. Producer, let's play one song. I say, you choose. Play something Bahamian. Keep them up and lively on this Good Culture Thursday. Patrice, we're going to a break. When we come back from the break, I hope you have your songs ready off the list. You get the first song up after the break.
How important collecting your money can be to the success of your business. Start your relationship with Fidelity today so that we can show you the many options available to you with our merchant services. From click and pay options online to merchant terminals and e-commerce options, we're here to help your business succeed. For more details, speak to one of our business development officers at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit our website at fidelitygroup.com or visit any of our branches.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
One thing there is no debate about is that PTC has the best rates. Now, the best rates just got better because you pay half the price of the other guys with your PTC home internet and mobile services combined. Switching to PTC is a no-brainer because I pay less with PTC and get super fast internet with speeds up to 600 megs. The other guys, their internet only go up to 105 megs.
Get all the internet you want at half the price when you bundle your home internet and mobile. Visit a PTC store to make the switch today. Conditions apply.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Nassau, Bahamas.
I tell y'all what happened to me the other day. I don't know what this man trying to do.
Ask me why I run. Tell you why I run.
Woman and a girl and a dumb gun shotgun.
That is why I run.
I come home 1 minute to three. He say who and I say me. He say I got company. I say young man, that is bigger me now. That's when I began to shout. If I can't come in, she can't come out. Woman with a gun passed through the door.
Good evening and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. You're on the clock with Erin Green this morning. And so let me give you a rundown of the songs. When we went to the break, that was Kayla Lockhart Singers, Don't Squeeze the Mango. And coming back from the break, that was Sherelle Cartwright, Ask Me Why I Run. Now remember, I've been playing Ask Me Why I Run all year, for good year solid. That's a song by Maureen Duvalli A. Well, listen, Cheryl Cartwright is family to Maureen Duvalli A, close family, like descendant. I just want to say, man, Cheryl Cartwright A, what a wonderful job bringing that classic into the present for keeping Bahamian culture and your family culture alive. Thank you very much. Patrice, we can play that song. Don't watch nothing. Producer, let's go to the phone line very quickly. Good morning, caller. You're on the clock.
Caller, this is talking away so long with you, Erin. Pretty ice cream.
Good morning, Bremen. How you doing?
Well, we need justice, law, and order in this country. When we get some of that, I'll be doing just fine. But I have two questions for you before I make my comment. That case with the young 14-year-old young lady.
Yeah.
That case was the magistrate court or Supreme Court.
I am not sure. I'm supposed to be sure, you know, Bremen, but I'm not sure.
Okay, my other question.
Yeah.
Right? Did I understood you to say that you was raped?
Yes. That's what you heard me say.
Oh, that's what I've heard. I've never heard you talk about it before. That's why.
Absolutely. And I don't typically talk about it, you know, but there are instances where, you know, I think it's important to locate yourself in the situation so people could see that it impacts real people that you know. And in particular for young women, women who are vulnerable, women who are hidden and invisible.
Okay, let me make my point before the time run out.
Yes, sir.
Now, I agree with what the gentleman, Mr. Williams, had said, right?
Okay.
The thing is, nobody are educating our children to you know, to mm-hmm. the extent that, you know, if they were to get caught up in a situation as such,
mm-hmm.
what they should do or not to do.
Mm-hmm.
So I would like for, you know,
more comprehensive education and skills building.
The churches doesn't do it.
All right.
Another point is, right?
Yeah.
I've heard on national radio whereby young women up to 9 are being married.
Not in the Bahamas, though. But I appreciate what you're saying, Bremen. I got to go. I appreciate what you're saying. We're going to have another show for that. We're going to have another show. We're going to continue to talk about it. I was actually going to sort of put a pause on some of these discussions since we inundated the month with them. But it seems like we need to continue talking about it. But Bremen, I don't know. We got a deep rape culture in this town, and we have to figure out how to disrupt it, how to shift it, because our young people, our children, are the victims, right? And so now I'm 45. I understand what it means when we say we see wounded and broken adults walking all around us because they were wounded and broken as children, right? But not just the act itself, but the constant battering with the suggestion that they somehow caused it on themselves. You know what I'm saying?
Aaron, yes, I've been quiet for a while.
Yeah, man, jump in.
I just wanted to interject. I normally don't like to speak out about these kind of things much, but being a new mother
mm-hmm.
and having recently seen so much of what is going on. I mean, it is rampant, the amount of, and I don't know if it has anything to do with WhatsApp and social media. We're becoming more aware of it. I don't think that it didn't exist in the past, but because we have so many new vehicles where we can have access to finding out about these things,
mm-hmm.
It's frightening. It is frightening what has now become acceptable in society, what has now become the norm, what people are now blaming children for.
Mm-hmm.
They are children. There should never be any excuse. There should never be any explanation for the behavior of an adult assaulting a child.
Mm-hmm.
It should never be placed in any way, shape, or form. I don't care how you twist it.
Yep.
On the child. So I'm sorry, but Mr. Williams, and I personally feel like that man should not be out of jail. The minute you touch a minor, you should be locked up. You should be given the cat and nine tail. I don't care how over-sexualized this child may have been. I don't care what they've been exposed to. You as an adult have a responsibility to protect children.
Yep.
Because you are now of legal age and you are consciously aware right from wrong according to the law.
And we have a moral, an ethical, and
obligation.
A legal duty of care?
Of course. It is absolutely ridiculous. And boy.
Well, I tell you what has been good is to hear the number of men who would just normally not speak up. Not that they agree with bad behavior. They would not normally speak up, but it's been great to see the number of men that are standing up and saying, hey, listen, men, this is wrong. Like, what happened?
Yes.
What's wrong with you?
This is, yes. And I agree, you know, today's 14-year-olds don't look like yesterday's 14-year-olds. Mm-hmm. But does it matter?
Mm-hmm.
It is your responsibility as a man to look the other way, turn the other way.
Yep.
And why can't we get back to parents supervising children? Why are we not paying attention as parents to what is going on?
Mm-hmm.
Where have we lost that foundation in the home? Where we are not aware of what is going on with our children.
Yeah. A lot of it is due to social and familial structures have broken down because of economic pressures, right?
Yeah.
Because of, yeah. We say, educational crises as well. Mm. And then let's not discount. There are a number of things happening. For instance, We've had over the last, say, 20 years, a rapid movement of family islanders into New Providence, right? And so there is a culture shift. But more importantly, we have a density issue where people are packed too closely together in poorly organized housing structures, right? People, you know, children don't have their own bedrooms. Older children sleeping in the same bed with younger children. Unsecure houses. So people are always moving through the house and the children's rooms are not secure. They're not separated from the common areas. People pop in and pop, right? There are all kinds of things that can create an environment where children are just left vulnerable.
Yes.
Parents are overwhelmed. Parents, now we can make judgments about people, right?
Right.
About the effort that they put into parenting. I don't have any children. What I will say is that I give people sort of grace to understand that psychologically, people may just be overwhelmed with life, with children that they didn't plan for. Imagine mothers who are raising children that are essentially the product of rape.
Mm.
And how do they process their own emotional stresses and traumas while trying to rear a child that they love and have extreme discomfort about at the same time? Where are the social structures that are supporting parents through this? Then we look at that what Dorian and the pandemic have exacerbated. And so that is why I demand a response from the state actor who has a duty of care. And that should understand that parents and ordinary people become overwhelmed. They become hysterical. But you, as a state actor, as an officer of the court, as a civil servant, you have a duty of care to measure your statements, to measure your beliefs, to weigh them against what you are obligated legally and professionally to do. And I want to impress upon those with a duty of care to understand that you can't say, well, what about the parents? Well, you can't say, well, what about the caregivers? It's not the child's fault that the parent or the caregiver is dysfunctional, is falling down on the job. That's what you're for. You're there to fill the gap. And that's what you get paid for. That's what you volunteered for. So the first thing...
So when you're letting people out of jail after 4 years for raping... A mind on that. I mean, what do you expect at this point?
Yeah. You know, I the suggestion that parents should have been aware that she wasn't in school. Don't we have a truancy office? Aren't we supposed to have truancy offices? Aren't there people in the Ministry of Education that are supposed to be assessing attendance and determining whether there is a real social issue that needs to be engaged by various ministries and agencies? Are we going to haul those people before the courts as well? And I could say this because I was privileged enough, right, to have a mother that had a messenger, that had a housekeeper, that had family members she could call and say, go, I need this, I need that. But who are the people that have a duty of care? And who are the people that are supposed to hold them to account when they fail the most vulnerable among us?
Well, I can only say, before we start getting into the other topic, is that I am saddened to see where we are now as a society. I miss the days where we were our brother's keepers. I miss the days where, you know, it was safe to have your neighbor look out for your child. Mm-hmm. You know, it was safe to know that you could leave your child with a family member or know that somebody who knew your child was looking out for your child. Even if you were busy working 3 or 4 jobs, you knew that your child was in some way supervised and looked out for.
Mm-hmm.
We are not our brother's keepers anymore.
No.
We're not.
No.
We're not. The days of that are over. And unless you can afford or have the time to supervise your own children the way you would like them to be, you know, it's just taking a risk.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I don't want to leave people like you. It's important not to leave people holding a heavy weight, right? Like, and as radio show hosts, it's our job to make sure we don't leave people with more than they can bear. And that's why it's important, I think, to also point out that we understand that people are overwhelmed and that we must then, you know, live up to our obligations as citizens, as community members, as family members, as good Christians, as good members of our various faiths, right? That we must step in when we know there's a gap. Just a little small act can really support someone or change the trajectory of their lives. And let me tell you all something. Little children, they acknowledge it, they appreciate it, they can see it, they value it. When others step in, a word, a moment, they get it and they remember it. And it's
for the rest of their lives. I can speak personally as someone who's had that happen.
Yeah.
I've had that happen to me as a child. And it's helped to shape who I am today.
Mm-hmm.
And that is why I'm so happy with the initiative that is being brought on board. Lady E, like you mentioned, is spearheading the program for Pride artists, where many of the local artists, including myself, are going around to the schools and just trying to be the role models that they need to see. They need to know that there are Bahamian artists out there that they can look up to, that have music that they can enjoy, that is positive, that is encouraging, and that can inspire them to get into something positive as well. There's too much social media, too much idle, you know, and a lot of kids feel as though idle time, a lot of people and children feel as though, you know, well, you know, if I get into music, it's nothing here for me in the Bahamas, you know, why should I get into it? That's for foreigners abroad.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not the case. There are artists here in the Bahamas that are thriving, that are making a living and doing what they love and leaving a positive impact on society and sharing their music across the globe where it's respected and people enjoy.
Yeah.
So I'm very happy to be a part of this initiative. A lot of us are on board. You've got incredible entertainers, of course, like Sweet Emily. You've got D-Mac. You've got Lady E, of course.
Mm-hmm.
You've got DJ Counselor.
What?
Yes, yes. Yeah, you've got Wendy and Dyson. You've got Blotty. You've got
Bloody
Ebony. Yeah,
yeah, Ebony 242. Awesome.
That's right. You've got Julian Believe. You've got some incredible artists that have decided to join on board. Bahamian Trey. Everybody knows Bahamian Trey.
But back in time.
Yeah. Yes, yes, yes. Ilsha. You know, so a lot of artists that Bahamians probably, and the young people probably don't even know, that they will get to know and you know, get inspired by the creativity and the positivity that's being shared by our Bahamian local artists who are doing great things in society, in the industry, and really good role models. So I'm looking forward to, you got your girl Patrice Morrell. I'm looking forward to going, that's right, going into the school system and really just setting an example and spreading some positivity. It's so many young girls and kids that come up to me. I mean, if I could count the amount of videos and clips that I get of little girls, Erin.
Yeah.
I mean, 4-year-olds just dancing and feeling good, singing your ting. I mean, they're looking at the music videos and they're singing it word for word and so happy, so excited. And I know for myself, those were some of the things that I looked up to as a little girl that encouraged me to focus. And I harnessed, instead of saying, oh, let me go and party around the corner or get mixed up in some mischief, I was home listening to music. I said, you know what, let me write music. I want to do this. Mom, how can I get involved in music? Let me join the church choir. Let me get involved in the National Children's Choir. And those type of activities where I was around like-minded children or adults that encouraged me in the direction and the path that I wanted to go into allowed me to not be idle and be susceptible to you know, whatever idleness would have incurred caused because I'm bored. I didn't have time to be bored as a kid. I was just involved in everything. I took advantage of the National Children's Choir, the National Youth Choir, the National Dance Company. There were things here available that my parents didn't have to pay for.
Right.
That I utilized in order to do what I love and to stay in a positive environment.
Right.
And so I think a lot of young people today need to know about that. They need to be able to know how they can access it and hone that energy into something more positive.
And and for people, like, I'm always talking about housing and transportation crises, right? The activities are out there, but a lot of young people can't access them because these basic parts of society are not functioning. So the next time...
True.
You know, the person who's responsible says, why we need bus in the evening and people need to go? No, we need public transportation so young people can take advantage of the opportunities and activities that are being designed and we're encouraging them to engage in, but they can't get to.
Yeah. And I really call on the government. I implore on the government to take a deeper look into these areas because I'm not sure how well-funded they are. I know that there's a lot of these, like the children's choir and the youth choir, they're constantly out there trying to raise funds on their own. I don't know how much government grants have been available to them or allotted to them, like Bahamas National Dance, things. Hopefully we can start to focus on more extracurricular activities for our children and our youth to get involved in, that the government can support.
Yeah.
And, you know, put some funding into so that our kids have a supervised, positive environment where they can hone their craft.
And, a safe environment with a national vetting and standards protocol to ensure that we're not leaving our children under the care of predators in disguise.
Agreed.
Okay.
Agreed.
So now, Patrice, agreed. I got a bunch of texts and so I got to get to my list. There's so many Bahamian women, female musicians and singers out there. So shout out to, first of all, I got to do shout out to Munnings Entertainment 242 and Island Sounds. Munnings Entertainment for linking me with some young Bahamian rappers and sort of reggae artists. Island Sounds for keeping like the largest collection of Bahamian music online. But I got to say, you got to get some female artists on the list. Shout out to Combi Smith, the physical trainer, who seemed to be in like 85% of these videos I found online. And again,
hey,
to
Combi.
Conkele, Conkele, we so happy you safe. Even you in some of these music videos. And then shout out to these artists whose music I couldn't find online. To the rock artist Jane Doe, to the fusion, jazz, soul, blues artist Christine Wilson and Desiree Cox, to the rock artist Helen Klinaris, to the jazz artist Tanya Hanna, to the rap artists Beauty and Tanj, to Sabrina Angelique, Renee Cesar, to Princess Pratt from Ubuntu, whose voice will weave your dreams into reality. But also shout out to the people who make radio edits of their music so we could play them on the radio for children to hear. Some of y'all music is great. I want to say to Beauty and Tanj, I found some really great tracks, but like musically great, but cannot play them on the radio, I just have to say. But that's why we can't play some of these songs on the radio. Shout out to Tanisha Sweeting. Y'all check out the song A Single Pale Rose. And Baha Capri, check out the song Sunshine and Coastlines. And shout out to Rondi Trico, one of our local jazz singers. Kermit, play. We almost all out of time. Okay, so let's do Anushka Wright, Diana Hamilton, and then play that song by Lady E. And then we see where we get by that point. So Anushka Wright is a local, an international jazz artist. And you got to check out our album, Love for Sale, which is all jazz standards and classics. This, her track, I'm hoping we play today, is Black Coffee. And then Diana Hamilton has been organizing and running musical camps in Cat Island, I think, for a number of years now. And every time I see her, I ask her to send me her music, and she tells me she don't sing. Anushka Wright.
Feeling mighty lonesome, haven't slept a wink. I'll walk the floor and watch the door, and in between I drink black coffee. Love's a hand-me-down. In this weekday room,
yeah.
I'm talking to the shadows.
Yeah. It's Alleyon Road in Shadford.
Right, so that was Anushka Wright, then Alleyon Rose, and then Camila, Beautiful Boy. We've got these artists all around the world. And normally I feature Rake and Scrape, Junkanoo, traditional Bahamian music. But I also wanted you all to hear the breadth and scope of what it is that Bahamian music are producing across the world. Producer, let's play that one by Diana Hamilton. I promise her I's gonna let the world just know how talented this Bahamian woman is. The track by Diana Hamilton is called Dans Petit Café.
Dans le petit café, posé le long des routes. Dans le petit café, posé le long des routes. La vie peut recommencer. Tes routines partiront des routes. Si tu écoutes, si tu regardes, si tu veux bien quitter le train-train, il y a bien toutes tes routines si enfantines dans les petits cafés sur les places des villages.
That was Diana Hamilton, Dans Petit Café. There are just so many artists out there. Patrice, how you do? You still there?
Hey, hello. Hey.
Good, good, good. There's a little delay. Producer, let's play that song by Patrice. I know I said I wanted to end the show with it, but let's play this now because I love it. I want to tell Patrice why I love it. I want the audience to hear why I love it. A part of it is because, Patrice, you make dance music.
Yeah, I do. I do.
Is that your main thrust? Because when
No. I stumbled into dance music. I was always more of a balladeer, classic type of singer.
Yes.
And stumbled into dance music when I did the Bahamas Junk in the Carnival competition.
Mm-hmm.
And caught the bug.
Yes.
And so I decided to, do music that not only sounded great, that you could enjoy listening to and relaxing, but music you could dance to and that would make people feel good as well. So I've got a combination of everything on my YouTube page,
mm-hmm,
for people to listen to. If you want to party, I got music there. If you want to relax and zone out, I got music there too. If you want to feel inspired,
yes,
which is my main goal, and feel uplifted when you're feeling down, I got that for you too.
Well, listen, see, that's exactly what I see the world does for me. Even though you're a heavyweight, I see you out there with Swappy, you're a heavyweight. But
that's right. That's right. Get it right.
Producer, let's play the Seize the World.
Okay.
Don't ever let the nobodies tell you that you're nobody. Speak on your life with your words. Relationships can hurt you and people will try to burn you. You're not defined by the tag on your shirt. Cause life will throw you problems and life will teach you how to solve them. Take what you've learned and be heard. You can seize the world. 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 See, you just gotta try to just try.
Patrice, this the anthem though.
Yes, ma'am.
This the thing. This the anthem. This the,
yes,
so
ma'am.
I hope you perform in this for National Pride Day. You know, this gotta be.
I have no problems doing that. It's crazy. I got one of the local music teachers here at one of our local high schools reached out to me. Shout out to Kenton Burrows, and he told me, you know, Patrice, I just wanted to call you because one of my students decided to sing your song, Be Okay,
mm-hmm,
for the national what is it again, where they do the national competition?
The Clemente Bethel event, yeah.
In the arts, mm-hmm. Yes. And the little girl was so excited just to know that her music teacher knew the person mm-hmm. that
wrote
had
that
this
song
yeah.
on
YouTube. And she could not believe it. And so I just want to encourage young girls, young ladies, and young boys that, you know, if you have a dream, if you have a talent, you could go out there, go for it. You can do it. It doesn't have to be what everybody typically expects. You know, if you're not into rake and scrape and junk canoe, you can do any other genre and still make a successful living doing what you love and put out great music and to be able to inspire another young female aspiring mm-hmm. singer. Just made my day. It really made my day. So I'm wishing her all the best as she goes out there and represents with a Bahamian female artist song, Be Okay. And of course, the song Sees the World, which you love. A lot of young girls have been hitting me up in my DMs as well, saying how much the song just encourages them in a time like now, you know?
Mm-hmm. Wow. So to my texts this morning, I'd like to thank you for all of the texts. I'm not going to read them. I'm sort of out of time, but some of these texts, I need to sit and think upon them. I need to pray. I need to ask for grace and mercy before I read these texts. But I want you to know that your text has been read and it's been appreciated. The text has said, can we play Stop the World and Let Me Off? Well, no, because we only play in women artists today.
Can we have one day? Because women have just one
day. Yeah,
we
just
only
one
have
day.
For 1 hour. Eh?
Right. And I even get to all the songs because we had to talk, because the women do what's necessary and we put things on the side and talk about the important things. So let me run through this list of women that I had prepared for us to choose from today. I have the song Run Gal, composed by Cleophas Adley and performed by Joanne Callender. We had Don't Squeeze the Mango by the Kayla Lockhart Singers. I had Don't Touch Me Tomato by Calypso Mama and Maureen Duvalier. Again, Ask Me Why I Run by a family member. Coconut Woman by the Eloise Trio, that's Eloise Lewis. And then I had a song called Free that was written by Kayla Lockhart Edwards, composed by her daughter and performed by Naomi Taylor at the Piano Works Tribute Concert to Kayla Lockhart Edwards. I had Every Breath I Take by Priscilla Rollins. Faith, Hope, and Love by Christian Penn. Mr. Bus Driver by T-Rez. I'm going to ask the producer to take us out with Kill That Roach by Lady E. Loose Me by Nishi LS. When I Dead by Visage, but featuring Novi. Another Man Done Gone by Veronica Bishop. And I mean, the producer may play that, Another Man Done Gone, because I love that. A new song by Sweet Emily called Mr. Lewis. Tell Me by Ebony 242. Sugar in a Plum, Plum, Plum by Bodine. One Song by Wendy. Greatest in the Making by Rhythms Be Authentic. Bum Bum by Tada. No One Knows by Kay. Nowhere Next to Sober by Shay Solo. Don't Forget Crazy Ringo and All Night featuring Torn Ash. And then would be played Ali and Rose, What You Do For Me. There you go. And Camila.
You know what beautiful. That means, Erin?
Go on.
You just have to have another, you have to have another day.
Yeah.
Where you play more women, Bahamian female artists, because you got so much out there.
Yeah. And the list is not
I'm
complete.
I'm a prime example.
Yeah.
It's not complete. Prime example. And you know, just little old me, you could go on my YouTube page and see countless songs that mm-hmm. have been recorded as many other female artists, Bahamian artists.
Absolutely.
So make sure you go and support the female Bahamian artists out there. Go to our YouTube pages. My page is Patrice Morrell. Mm-hmm. You put in Patrice Morrell, M-U-R-R-E-L-L music, Patrice Morrell Bahamas, and my songs come up. Subscribe to the channel. Check out the social media pages, Instagram, Facebook, and listen to the music. Download the music. All the music, all of my music is available on all downloading and streaming platforms, Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music. So support your Bahamian female artists.
Absolutely. And I got a text here from Grand Bahama saying, remember, Miss Diane Hamilton is the niece of Sir Sidney Poitier. And she was in Freeport, but now she in Nassau. And Freeport people say they miss you, Diana. Diane. Thank you, producer. We're all out of time. Stay tuned. Guardian Radio AM is up next. And remember to tune into the new show, Talking Heads, with Naughty at 4 to 6 p.m. Have a great, great day, Bahamas. Ms. Kendini Moss Campbell is up next. Have a great day, Bahamas.